Welcome, everybody, back to the Friar Talk podcast. Today, we are going to be discussing Chris Bryant, and we're going to be talking about him potentially as a guy that the Padres could go and sign. Now, we talked about Castellanos. We talked about a couple other players. We're also going to talk about Zach Davies as a potential guy that we can bring in that a lot of people have been advocating for. But for Chris Bryant, we haven't really discussed him that much. If you go back to the Castellanos video we did discuss him a little bit there just because it's a similar signing. Their deals, I think Castellanos is looking for 7 years. Spotrac has Chris Bryant looking for a six-year, $141 million deal, which is roughly $23 million a year. So maybe he gets a little bit more than that based on like what the market was to start this offseason. But looking for him as a potential addition, he's a guy that can play a lot of different positions. We talked about it that we do like him more than we would like Castellanos as a deal. But Isaac, would you like the Padres to go after Chris Bryant to play left field, to play a little first base? I don't even know where he would play, but where would you want to play him? What would his role be? And what do you think the deal is that he would get? And should that be something that the Padres should go after?
Well, that's kind of the luxury of getting somebody like Chris Bryant. You don't really know what position he'll play. You can play him in left. You can play him. I don't know if he's played center. I think he's played a couple innings in center. I'm not entirely sure. But left field, third base, first base, whatever it is, you can plug him in at multiple positions. Meanwhile, with Castellanos, you can really only put him in left field and DH. So you're going to get more positional variety out of somebody who's maybe like $1 million more expensive or maybe even less, because Castellanos' value is pretty inflated right now with the year he came off of. With that being said, though, Chris Bryant, I think you'll probably play him most of the time in left field. I don't really think it's that much. And correct me if I'm wrong, guys, because I haven't checked the defensive stats, like defensive runs saved or anything. I don't know if he's much worse than Tommy Pham is at left field. I personally don't think Tommy Pham was the best left fielder. But I'd like him wherever. I mean, if Manny needs to DH one day, Chris Bryant plays third. If we need a left fielder, Chris Bryant plays left field, whatever it is. But talking about stuff at the plate, if you look at his batting average, he batted 265, OPS 835, home runs 25. Those are the ones I was looking at. A similar guy batted 275, so 13 points higher, but a 836 OPS, only 1 point higher, and three more home runs. That other guy I'm talking about is Manny Machado. And I think we're pretty satisfied with the way Manny Machado hit at the plate last year. So I think, you know, even though that batting average is a little lower, I don't expect him to be the same as Manny Machado. That's our second best hitter at the plate. I'd be very satisfied with Chris Bryant putting up those kind of numbers, especially at that cost. And with the positional variety, I think you're getting a solid bang for your buck with potential for more, because he's won an MVP. He's won a Rookie of the Year. He was the best player on a World Series caliber, on a World Series team. So I prefer him over Castellanos if that's the deal for a six-year, whatever it was. What'd you say, like 21, 22 mil a year?
23, it said. But I would guess that it's more like 25 to like 27. That's what I would think, that just because like the market's been a little bit up, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if that's the deal, if him and Castellanos are going for around the same price range, Chris Bryant all the way, for sure. I don't know if there are any guys left on the market that are a better bang for your buck. Like, I mean, Garcia's gone. Guys that we've talked about before, Garcia, Marte, Canna, a lot of these guys are gone. So we're going to have to pay up for somebody if we want a solid left fielder. And I think Chris Bryant's somebody who you're going to get good production out of, with the potential for MVP type production.
So, should the Padres sign Chris Bryant? I would probably lean towards no, because I don't think you need to make a giant big splash in this offseason. I think you just need to solidify what you have and build around what you have. But if they are going to go and make this big splash signing, I would 100% rather see Chris Bryant in a Padres uniform than Nick Castellanos. Because if you do end up trading Hosmer, you can plug either Myers or Chris Bryant in at first base, and then you only have to deal with another outfield spot. With Nick Castellanos, okay, you trade Hosmer. Okay, now you have first base you got to deal with and possibly another outfielder. I mean, because if you move Myers there, then you got to get someone for right field. And, you know, it's just the flexibility that Chris Bryant brings to the team is way more than Nick Castellanos. Nick Castellanos doesn't have an MVP under his belt. We've seen what Chris Bryant's ceiling is, and that would be a major upgrade over Castellanos' best year. Castellanos really hasn't been to the postseason. Chris Bryant's won a World Series, and he's been to the postseason a couple times. You know, when you look at the pros and cons of each guy, Chris Bryant outweighs Nick Castellanos by a ton. You know, his OPS was over 800 this year, and he hit under 270, which, you know, it's a great year for that guy. But he can play left, he can play third, he can probably jump into short, he can play second, he can go to first, he can play, I wouldn't say center. I don't know how his speed would fit into center field at Petco, but, you know, he'd play a great left field. You say you don't know if his defense is better than Tommy Pham. Just straight off going off memory, I can think of like five plays that Tommy Pham had where I'm like, wow, anyone else in the left field could have made that play. Because remember, he had his issues with his contacts. He wasn't calling people off. Chris Bryant probably would do all those things. And you know what? He wouldn't lose the ball in the sun as much as Tommy Pham did. So I think he get an instant upgrade defensively in left field. Offensively, better production by a mile compared to what Tommy Pham was. And you get someone that can possibly give Manny, Tatis, or Cronenworth a couple days off instead of Ha-Seong Kim. You know, just the flexibility that Chris Bryant brings to the team is way more than what Nick Castellanos would do.
So I really liked your opening statement, Chase, in terms of should they sign him? No. Do I like it more than Nick Castellanos? Absolutely. I feel the same way. And I would say, I think that his role would be a left fielder and a first baseman. And at least that's what it should be. He's played in right field, but his defensive numbers in right are pretty bad. Like, they're significantly worse than they are in left. And then first base, he's just like an average first baseman. So I think that if you play him at first and left and you kind of platooned him, also you could do the same thing with Myers at right and first, potentially. I don't know if that's what they would want to do if they do get rid of Eric Hosmer, but that could potentially be his role. If not that, he could just be an everyday left fielder as well. I think that would be fine. But when you look at him from an offensive standpoint, is he perfect? Is it going to be some like, it is a splash signing, but is it going to be like, I'm not expecting like him to come here and like put up those MVP caliber numbers. I think that if you can get 30 home runs out of him next year, that would be amazing. I'm not expecting that. I feel like he's more of a mid-20s guy at this point in his career. His baseball savant numbers are pretty solid. But overall, I mean, I think it's more just about like you're going to get a reliable player that is a big improvement in left field. Like, he would be a massive improvement compared to Tommy Pham. But his numbers aren't crazy. Like, last year, his OPS was 788 for the Giants, overall 835. 2020 is that, I don't even look at that year, but like, you look at the years before, that was a lot better. So maybe last year was just a little bit of a step back because he was playing a lot better in Chicago. So maybe it was that deadline trade that made it a little tough. So maybe also if you do sign him, expect him to maybe have a little bit of a slow start. But he did play in the division for the second half of the year, so that would definitely help. But we often see that when guys move teams, it takes a little while to kind of mesh and get the feel there. But overall, I think it would be – if it happened, if the deal that – let's see what Spotrac had again. I think it was six years, 141. If they did it, I wouldn't love it. I would probably say it's like a B signing. Because I think it's a pretty safe signing. That's the thing. And that's what I worry about with the Castellanos deal is I feel like inevitably we're going to be like, oh, shoot, we're in a bad situation with him. But for Bryant, like, worst case, you move Bryant to DH. But, like, I don't think that'd be for years. I think that he can play out this contract playing first base and left field. And to me, like, that's pretty solid there. I like the versatility, at least right now in his age. As he gets older, that might decline a little bit. Maybe you don't see him in the outfield anymore, but if he became a first base DH guy late in his career, that's okay as well. So I think it's okay. I'm like skeptical because I don't want them to go make a big deal like this, but I think it's all right. But anything else you guys want to add before we take off out of here?
I will say if they're going to make some sort of big deal or swing some big trade, I'd rather it be for a pitcher. I know not everybody's going to be in favor of that, but I want it to be a pitcher more so because, like, we've been missing that ace caliber pitcher that goes in, you know it's going to be a W every time it goes in. That's what Yu Darvish was earlier in the year. And when we had one of those, the Padres were one of the best teams in baseball. At one point, had the best record in baseball. When we traded for Max Scherzer, bad times. I kept mentioning how the Padres in 98 had Kevin Brown and how Kevin Brown was pretty much a guaranteed W every time he went out there. And that team went to the World Series. And so I think having a big time caliber ace, maybe not like Max Scherzer or anything like that. Maybe Mike Clevinger can become that in August or something. But I'd rather it be for a pitcher. But if it's for Bryant, I'll be cool with it. I'll be happy with it. I'd like the idea of having him slot in either the third or the fifth spot, whatever it is. I think it'd be a solid signing. And with Castellanos, I mean, we've seen the Padres buy high on guys multiple times, and it has not worked out most of the time. I think this is a perfect example of the Padres potentially buying high on somebody who I want to say this was his first All-Star appearance. Not entirely sure, but this is his ceiling. Like, whether we want to believe it or not, this year was his ceiling. Maybe more home runs, but average will probably go down. His defense is not going to get any better as he ages. So I think Bryant would be the better move.
Chase, anything you want to add? All right, sweet. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode. Just wanted to get something out on Chris Bryant. Definitely do think it's a much better move than Nick Castellanos. I'm really afraid that they go and make that move, though. I feel like a lot of people's predictions lately have been that they're going to go do that. And there were a lot of rumors heading, you know, towards the time of the lockout. I don't know, man. It's a tough one. Chris Bryant, I definitely won't be upset if that's the deal. That's the thing. I think just not being upset with a Preller signing, sometimes that's all it is that you are hoping for. But because like the Hosmer one, it was just like, oh my God, like I did not want to see this. And that's how I feel like, not to the same extent, because I think Castellanos is a lot better, but the terms of like, he's going to decline with age, where Chris Bryant, I don't think it's quite there. So Chris Bryant, I think it's a much better deal. Let us know what you think though in the comments. But that's going to do it for this episode. So thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.